Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Jim Weidenhoff.
And Jim, you're a part of all sorts of different stuff, but tell me about the name of the club.
It's the Heritage Boys and Girls Tractor Club, and we enjoy old tractors and old equipment and old engines and try to share those with everybody every chance we get.
Well, that sounds pretty good. What are we talking about? Are you talking like the old hit or miss, I think they call
them? Yes.
So you're talking some of them?
We're talking some of them, and we're talking tractors that go back to 36, and from there up, antique tractors are usually considered to be from the 1960s back, or they were. So some of the 60 tractors and 70 tractors now are still 40 years old.
Right.
So some of them are considered antiques, although I'm the diehard old school, I think, from the 60s back.
Yeah, of course. Well, I can remember my grandfather had just a little farm-all tractor, you know, not a very big one at all. I had an uncle that had one of them old two-cylinder diesel John Deere's with two wheels together at the front. He lived about 5 miles from Mom and Dad's, and you could hear him start it up and head that way when he was coming to help Grandpa with something. So I've always been fascinated with them, too. But it's really cool that you guys have that type of thing. You work on them, and you have them also run into where folks can see them. The kids need to know, and we all need to remember where we came from.
Exactly.
You know.
And it is a big part of agricultural history. Agriculture seems to be on a downhill run right now as far as percentage of population because it takes more and more acres now to support family.
So now you're going to be, I call it up on the hill behind the Chevrolet place.
Exactly.
And you're going to be there Saturday for that part of the hospice program?
Yes.
So tell us what we'll see when we get there.
Of course, there'll be antique tractors. There'll be old cars and trucks. There'll be old equipment. We're going to demonstrate some of the old equipment. There'll be a tractor train, which is a way for kids to ride around and being pulled by a tractor. There'll be tractor games for adults. There's going to be hands-on fire truck for kids to do.
Oh, right.
There'll be inflatables. There'll be something to eat. And we're just looking for everybody to come out, support hospice mainly. It's going to be a pretty day.
Pretty fall day. You can't be anything better.
Weather forecaster, it's going to be a pretty day.
It's going to be a pretty day. We'll just say it. No matter what it is, it's going to be a pretty day. And it's always a great opportunity. Folks at hospice do just such good work. And so anytime we can support them, we need to do that.
Absolutely. That's a good thing.
Maybe some pedal tractors, some for the little ones to see.
There'll be pedal tractors. There'll also be a pedal tractor pull for the little kids.
Mm-hmm. That'll be cool.
And everybody wins in a deal like that.
Yeah.
They have a good time, and everybody has a good time helping them with that.
To me, the antique equipment demos that you guys are going to do, that's just going to be fascinating. I think that's going to be a lot of fun, too.
We have a threshing machine that we're going to demonstrate, a baler, an old stationary baler. So after you get done threshing wheat or oats, or in this case it's going to be rye, after we get it run through the threshing machine, then we'll run it through the baler and tie it up and try to make some straw bales out of it.
Yeah, well, cool. Well, I bet it'll work, too. You don't have one of those. This is my bad tractor joke. You know, there's only one thing the folks at International Harvester, one product they ever built that they won't stand behind, you know.
Exactly.
The manure spreader. I can remember my grandpa using one and telling me that joke. But anyway, so there won't be one of them up there.
No, there won't be one of them.
Now, there could be a politician or two, but that's a whole other story.
Yeah.
But,
well, I know a fella that's got a pretty manure spreader, if I can get him talked into bringing it, but it will not be used.
Won't be used.
For its
I was
purpose.
Just sitting here in my mind, I'm just sitting here thinking, now, let's see, what could we put into one of those to throw just for the fun of it? Let's see. We need to work on that. But seriously, it will give folks an opportunity to see that. I've never seen a stationary baler. I've seen one that, you know, is on a trailer.
Exactly.
You have that type of thing to thrash your thing. It'll be really interesting.
If we can find some apples, we're going to try to press some apple cider the old way, too.
Yeah.
It's always better to me when it's fresh squeezed and right there when it comes out of the store.
Well, and again, that's something else our young folks need to remember, that apple juice doesn't come from a glass jar or from a can, because, again, grind up them apples and press them out, and there it comes. You know, it's really something.
One of the things that we had downtown Spruce Pine was a Maytag wash machine that has a gasoline engine that runs it. We're going to try to have that up there.
Oh, well, now I didn't know about that. That's cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
A gasoline engine on a
wash machine. That's the way they. That was the beginning of the automation.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it makes sense when you stop and think about it. They hook those engines and stuff up to just about anything that they could. I appreciate you taking a few minutes to talk to me and putting up with my bad joke about the manure spreader. If you get that thing out there, I'll be the first one to be standing in line, but I'll be beside it, not behind it.
I'll blame you for that.
But we do really appreciate you taking a few minutes to come by, and thank you for what your club does. I think that's a wonderful part of our history we need to keep, so carry on.
Well, we'll try to.
The Hospice Family Heritage Day old-fashioned family fun at the Parkway Fairgrounds coming up on Saturday. It gets started at 9 in the morning, and that, of course, is on the big lot behind the Skyview Circle Shopping Center. Going to be lots of fun for the entire family, so be sure to check it out. And, of course, you get the opportunity to support Hospice and Palliative Care of the Blue Ridge. Thanks again to our guest today, Jim Wedenoff of the Heritage Boys and Girls Tractor Club. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.